EA Capital, in partnership with the Finalto Group, are offering an exclusive cash bonus to individual and retail clients. Get 30% extra cash on initial deposit directly into your trading account upon signing up on the Markets.com trading platform, which offers CFDs on shares, Forex, commodities, and ETFs. The minimum investment amount required to open an account and start trading CFDs is $1,500. Upon signing up, you will gain access to educational material and a demo account. Trading CFDs carries a considerable risk of capital loss. EA Capital and Finalto South Africa Pty Ltd are registered financial service providers and are licensed by the FSCA respectively. Terms and conditions do apply.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Mechi.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey, fact checker, what were you saying about clits disappearing?
Hey.
What's up with that, man? Clits? Where does the clit go?
Yeah.
Hmm?
I'm scared.
Just to give context, by the way, we did an interview with a plastic surgeon,
yeah.
Dr. Bruce Lelala.
Yes, Lelala.
Yes, yes. Which is dropping this Thursday, by the way.
She spoke about clits.
So she said she wanted to ask him what happens when the clit disappears.
Ew.
By the way, it's dropping this Thursday. Show him some love because I know on Thursday, hey. First thing when we premiere, where's Wait. Black coffee?
Guys, black coffee.
Please show him some love.
Let's just clear the black coffee. Black coffee. Also, like, black coffee.
I'll tell you the rollout after we talk about the clit.
Okay, cool. Then, yeah. Please. I want to hear clits before black coffee.
Hey, now I'm
C concerned. Before BC. Fucking hell, you know, obviously. So the clit disappears.
Yes, apparently it can. It's called clitoral atrophy.
Clitoral
atrophy.
Atrophy.
I mean, Noah has it once read about it.
No.
Yes, Noah.
The clit is a trophy for Jeffrey Dahmer in them.
So where does it disappear to? Where does it go?
It shrinks in size until it is not seen anymore. So it happens when there's not enough blood circulation in your clitoris. That usually happens if you're not sexually active or you're not stimulating it enough.
Mm.
So I wanted to know if he could repair it and if it's a permanent situation or if it could naturally grow. But I guess we have Google to just search.
Yeah, you should have asked him.
Oh, that's a beautiful question.
Yeah,
and I've noticed because there's like a, through experience.
Bible.
All right, through experience. Through experience, call him
Dr. Son, is that you?
I'm like, hey, man.
I think I want to avail.
Yeah?
I veil.
What do you mean? For real? That's because this girl, because you know the clit, it's almost like. Throw me the jacket there, Tibla.
Huh? I want to see this one.
Clit, it's almost like a, it's almost like it's wearing a hoodie, right? So, Igaj. And then there's girls where, yeah, you born. And then Kona Banyan and shit, like, I beg. Like, I beg. So they're suffering from? For real. Because you know the clit, it's like, I mean, we've spoken about this
I
before.
I think a lot of women it's will like be our, using our their foreskin. Mirrors and checking after this, eh?
Eh?
I think a lot of women will be checking, using a mirror, no, checking but... with Taibo.
Yeah, I'm here. No, we've spoken about this. Remember, like when I said that when kids are formed, and before we are determined whether we're going to be a boy or
male. Yes, 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 yes.
So, our foreskin, if you eclit, mopetula, that's the dick head in the foreskin when you turn it back.
Yeah.
But in the pussy, obviously, it's all contracted, it's within the woman now. And then that skin over the clit is what would be a foreskin if you're a boy.
Yeah,
yeah, we've spoken about this. And some girls are ibonagali. And it's not any fault of...
I wish I would ask the doctor this question. We really need a doctor.
That's a beautiful question.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have asked. Can't you answer it like via video or something? Yeah. No, it's...
Well, if there's a doctor, one of the chillers, maybe they can just explain on the comments. Like, yeah, what happens there?
But not everybody reads the comments. Mm. Some people watch the stuff on their TV, smart TVs on YouTube. Like, legit, we've seen people screenshot.
Yeah. Hey, dude, Fed Check was showing me they were playing the podcast at a spa.
Exactly. How are you going to see people... the comments at the spa?
Heck?
Not a spa, like massage, like a shop, the shop spa.
Yeah, well, the podcast is good for you. Spa, good for you. Spa, good for you. That's Gabo Canel's manager. I don't know why he's calling me.
Answer it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's answer it.
Oba Canel, Oba King. Oba King. Oh, maybe I must... No, wait. I'll call him. Maybe I must, I didn't unlock the phone. Oba King!
This is a low speaker. It's still connecting.
Oba King, Gabo Canel, yeah. Mm. But Mashabele's got super fast internet here. Mm. And we use his Wi-Fi when we're here.
Mm. Why do you think he's calling?
If you want the Wi-Fi password, yeah.
Hey, by the
What's
way,
wrong with you?
We're recording at Mashabele Studios. Even at that.
Why do you think he's calling you, though?
I don't know. Yeah. I know Gabo Canel played at Kofi last week. I'm playing at Kofi tonight.
Yeah.
Let me try to call him. It's so weird.
Mm-hmm. Are you trying to do a track with him, perhaps?
I hope they want to do a song with me.
He's the one who did what song? He had a big hit. Look.
Hey, Ukraine, bruh. Hey, Nyakapa. Ukraine. What's up? We're recording the podcast. I'm telling you, you're Gabo Canel's manager. That's why. Nyakapa, no.
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday, man.
Oh, fuck, it's my birthday today. Thanks, Oba King. Thank you, fam. Thank you so much, bro.
How old are you now?
I'm the same age as you. I'm the same age as Meg G, the same age as Ghost Lady. I don't know how old I am. It's Madala. Yo, Oba Gang, thank you so much, bro. Yeah, where's Gabo Canel?
Gabo, he just stepped out, but he's gonna come back.
When is he coming to chill with us as friend of the podcast?
Because I
saw a tweet where Major League tweeted, right? They said they learned piano from Gabo. Oh, remember after your round table?
Yes.
I'm a piano.
Rapped.
I'm a piano rapped.
Yeah.
So then obviously there's one of the people in the panel who said that Gabo is the originator. Learned piano. Yes. Then Gabo Canel, someone tweeted that video and Gabo Canel said, oh, really? Because Gabo's been in the game for a while.
Mm.
So, you know, I want to talk to him about that because he's one of the...
Like Emma Forsol vibes.
Yes, and it's from the same, like, similar hood, the Katlehong spray towards that vibe, Forsol, Katwaras.
Mm.
And he is one of the least appreciated guy piano, and he's one of the, like, the pioneers of it. So I think we must chill with him at some point. Nah, chill guy, though, but
he's always super welcome. Guy. Yeah. Anyway, Henda, what up, man?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, we are back. Sal Penduka is here. Black Studios is here. Simpiwe is here. Fat.
Oh, shit.
Happy birthday to you. Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, that's what you guys
are saying. Happy birthday, dear Sal.
Oh, you fucking.
Happy birthday. To
oh, shit,
we
thank
planned
you.
It. Yay!
Oh, thank you. Can I be honest? Now, like, a lot of times I've been I don't normally like celebrating. I've had a problem with being celebrated.
Move your mic down a bit. Yeah, yeah.
I've always had a problem with being celebrated. Normally I wouldn't post, even on social media, that's my birthday, because you don't know how to react when you're inundated with messages of love, appreciation. But this year I was like, fuck it. Let me let it happen. I even posted, you know?
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, man. Thank you, guys, man. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Because a lot of times I forget people's birthday. The main reason I did it was because of
so that I don't feel guilty for forgetting their birthdays when, yeah, well, because, oh, shit, they wished me a birthday. But sometimes it's just about love and you must just embrace it.
Exactly.
Thank you, guys. Fucking love all of you. You guys know. Yeah. I think I've told everyone at some point, you know. Yeah, man. Love you guys. Thank you, man.
But anyway, it's official. We're making history this week, Penduk.
I know. I know.
Black coffee's here.
You know.
Let me give you the black coffee rollout because it's quiet. There's a lot happening, you know.
Yes.
But I'm excited. It's a big week for the podcast network. I mean, to land such a legend like that. And the interview that we had, I mean, for me, it's one of the best, bro. And I think one of the greatest things from the Black Coffee episode, right, is that Black Coffee was running late, right? So for an hour, we're just chilling outside and we're bonding as a team. True. And we realized, Duri, Tuso has a tattoo of what was supposed to be a tiger, but it's bronze.
Hey, Tusa. Well, we're going to show it, definitely, right?
We have to.
Yeah, please show a picture, man.
Yeah.
Can you take a picture and show it while we're talking about this, man?
If Black Cop wasn't running late, wouldn't have known.
Exactly.
That he had a tattoo, and I'm sure after getting it, we'll humbug on my vest. It's right here. It's right here.
But remember how it started.
How did it start?
It started with, I noticed Saul has a tattoo on his leg.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, there's a story. Where is it? On my leg. Oh, fucking hell. I'll get it.
Yeah, it's a birthday. You can do it whatever you want, my dog.
Hey.
Bro, we do whatever we want every day here. Yeah, here it is.
Hey. Yeah, okay. Yes.
There it is. It looks at first glance.
Looks like a trademark.
It's a trademark emblem. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Or symbol.
And what's the story behind the tattoo?
At 5FM, when we were doing the show with Fresh, at some point, Dumi Morake came in as a guest. And then we played.
Ooh, I'm trying to get Dumi Morake to come, bro. Fuck, she's a vibe. Right.
Well, she's on my leg. So the TM stands for her because she was a guest. Mm. And then we played a game that if you lose the game, you tattoo someone's name on your leg.
Wow.
But I wasn't going to tattoo her full name.
Yeah.
And I lost. But I found out later they rigged the game. But I'm a great sport, so I said, it's fine. I'll agree.
Mm.
And that's what the TM is for. It stands for Dumi Morake, but I put a circle so it looks like a trademark.
Yeah,
because I'm smart like that.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the history behind that tattoo.
And then Tuso whipped out his.
Oh.
And then Tuso felt confident after telling the story.
Ow.
That he can just come out. You know? And he said, oh, I also have a tattoo.
What keeping galo?
Tiger. You didn't even say. What did he say? We had to figure out it's a tiger. Hey.
Yeah, Shiba, is that you?
He was making it easy for when he goes to a restaurant to order. He's like, this is what I want. Bronze.
Hey. And then Saul later discovered that it even has food.
Yes, in a plate. Ufingile, what you know, a full tattoo a tiger. Bamfaga, what? No, I meant my budget in time. Aye, Tooth, what the fuck is that thing, bro? It doesn't even have outlines. You'll see it. Hey. You'll see it. I ain't not my outlines. It's... Hey, Tooth, so, dog. Hey. Be honest, dog. You got that in prison, man. That looks like a prison tattoo. And Tooth, you can tell he's used to not sleeping at night, man. He's used to waking up and ready to fight. Like, if you sneak up on Tuso, to what? Hey, nah, man, just be honest, man. Your life story, dog. Ah, that's two chisels from prison. That one is Tuka. It's Tuka as a challenge, yeah. Dog, be honest, bro. That's a prison tattoo. No fucking ways a boy from a loving family goes to a tattoo parlor and says he wants that thing. Let's be honest, though, about your background, man. As a juvenile, that's
it. It comes from trauma.
I swear, trauma, man. As a juvenile. Because how old are you? you're like our age, 35, 34.
And then he said it's aging because now it's gotten lower over the years. It was too much story. And I was like, hey, Tuso. I didn't know it's aging because of the years. He got it when he was 12, guys, by the way.
Please, if you ever run into Tuso, ask him to show you the tiger.
If you ask him to show you the tiger. Tuso, the tattoo I can do. He's not make sure, bro. It's not make sure.
Oh, man. Anyway, so this is the Black Coffee Roller. This is what's happening, so.
Explain, bro.
All right, 22nd of February, yeah. We're having a private screening. For our members and Patreons only. Because we never do anything for our members and our Patreons.
Yeah, sadly, we haven't been having perks.
Yes.
Like we're supposed to. Like,
yes.
Behind the scenes footage and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
So now we're doing something for them.
100%. And it's limited. The whole podcast crew will be there. Tuso and his tiger.
Yeah.
You guys are going to see it first.
He gets two seats.
You're going to see it first arm, not first hand. It's right here. You're going to see it first arm. Let's take two of his.
All right. And then the next day, the 23rd of Feb, is the big one. One night only in Stekinico. Nationwide, 8 provinces. We've got Rustenburg up in that bitch. We've got the Groove in Pretoria, the Zone, Mall of Africa. That's the one you're going to be at, Mall of Africa, right?
No, the
Zone.
The
oh, you're
zone.
Going to the Zone.
That's close.
Ghost Lady, you're going to Mall of Africa.
Mall of Africa.
All right, cool. Maponya Mall. We've got Mimosa in Bloemfontein, Vaal, Mall of the North, Bay West in Eastern Cape, V&A in Cape Town, Ilanga in Mpumalanga, Gateway in KZN. Mm. I'm going to be in KZN, so I'll be at Gateway.
Gateway.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Ghost Lady, so Zobugepi.
Well, I'll be invisible at Mall of Africa, blending in.
Yes, man. So the craziest thing about, because I was chatting to the guys at Stekinico, shout out to our friends at Stekinico, man, for, you know, putting us on and agreeing to do this, man. It's one of a kind, never been done before. Because with Zola, we only did Joburg, so this is nationwide, bro.
Zola was at Joburg, Durban, Cape Town.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yes.
Cape Town, Cape Town, it was in Durban.
Durban, yeah.
So here's a crazy thing, right? How long do you think it took Mall of Africa to sell out Black Panther?
I know, though.
How long?
Black Panther?
Yeah, Black Panther.
Oh, Black Panther.
Yeah, the tickets. How long do you think it took?
3 days,
maybe. Yeah.
It took 6 hours for them to sell out.
Black
six
Panther, walked, the first or the second
the
one?
The second one, the new one, the one like recently.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Podcast and chill, Black Coffee exclusive edition, 20 minutes.
Oh!
Hey!
They even have to add another
screen.
A screening because of the demand of screens.
Another cinema. Open up another cinema.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And we've also added Tiger Valley in Cape Town and East Gate in Joburg as well because the demand was
so
too
in
much.
Cape Town, we are with because there was confusion there. Initially, it's not just Tiger Valley, it's V&A as well.
So initially, it was just V&A.
Mm-hmm.
And then the demand got crazy, so they added Tiger Valley.
Wow.
So we're going to be at V&A Water, V&A in Cape Town and Tiger Valley as well.
And, you know, let me address something, man, because I'm on Twitter. I saw people are like, yeah, who's going to go watch Indaba Zabantu or gossip at a cinema?
At a
guys,
cinema.
This is Black Coffee. Do you really think we're going to reduce the life story of
Black Coffee
Nkosinathi Maphumulo,
to just
Black
gossip.
Coffee to gossip?
The fuck?
Black Coffee to gossip. And we've never done that to any one of our guests.
Yeah.
Reduce their story to tabloids and headlines.
But even if it was, hours. Bro, if that's not your content, then don't go.
Like, yeah,
if definitely. It's not your cup of coffee, don't go.
Hey.
Right.
Thank you.
It's for a real. Simple thing.
Sure. Real, though. Yeah. If it's not for you, don't bash it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, if you don't drink milkshakes, you can't go on a fucking tweeting spree of, oh, fuck, people leave their homes, the comfort of their couches and sofas and warmth of their homes and go to wherever to buy milkshakes.
Yeah.
Well, they do because that's what they love.
Mm.
You don't love it, stay the fuck home.
That's okay.
It's fine.
Mm.
You're going to wait for the episode on YouTube. That
that's
is also
okay.
fine. Mm. But people want to be a part of this thing.
Mm.
We'll do it.
And don't bash on the people who want to be a part of it.
Yes.
And shout out to all the chillers because we are giving away 50% of all our proceeds to the Black Coffee Foundation. So gossip does pay.
Yes.
Gossip does pay, man. And shout out to the Black Coffee Foundation. I remember I was there. I don't know if it was a launch, but it was the first event at the Maponya Mall when Black Coffee played for like 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
60-hour DJ set.
Yeah.
I was there. I remember very well. Mm. And I was a huge fan. I remember, you know, you feel so nice when a DJ like sees you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he saw you. Like, fuck. And I forgot to tell him about that moment at Maponya Mall. Mm. And I was there for like 2 days, not sleeping as well. Yeah. So to be a part of that whole thing. And that was the Black Coffee Foundation initiative. Yeah. Shout out, man.
And then on Friday, the 24th, the release will be available because there's people that watch the podcast who are not from SA who can't go to the theaters.
True.
So it's going to be available for members and Patreons only.
And there's also people. Wait, when is it for members and patrons only?
On Friday, yes.
Or the following day after the premiere at the cinema.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. So if you're a member and a patron, we're going to give you
but
early
you're
access.
Not close enough.
Yes, so because we have chillers all
in
over the
Dubai,
world.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
So if you're a member, you can check it out. I'll put the link in the comment section.
Okay.
So if you want to become a member or a patron and you want to watch it. And then we're going to drop it for everybody.
Everyone. Free. Everyone.
On the 2nd of March.
Nice.
Dope. That's the following week.
Yes.
The following week.
The following Thursday.
Black coffee.
Yeah.
Now we've sorted it out, guys.
Yeah. So.
No
yeah.
more complaints.
Like we always
Thursday.
Do. Hey, tal. Hey, Nis Tugile. Yo. Yo, Nis Tugile. Yo. Hey, I'm Garrison supporter 5 years, young. I'm like, what if we support you 5 years? Uzwala would do the same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're growing slowly but surely. Uzwala was 3 episodes, right?
Uh-huh.
And now it's, I mean, three
cinemas.
Cinemas. Now it's a lot more cinemas. I saw, and obviously there'll always be people with questions. And I saw chillers from Swaziland saying, why not in Swaziland? But I'm like,
Botswana as well.
We got a
huge.
I mean, we've been booked in Swaziland, we've been booked in Botswana just to DJ as well.
Yeah.
Well, even a branch in Botswana, right? Mm-hmm. We're waiting for a branch in Swaziland. And
even
I was
Zimbabwe
like,
now. You guys are going to Zimbabwe, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is it confirmed?
Oh, you mean for gigging?
No, we're playing, man. It's not a branch.
Oh, okay.
But hopefully soon enough we'll have a branch. We're going to the Victoria Fall Festival.
Yes.
But soon enough we're going to have
it's
a
branch. It's the same guys that booked Pori and Shasha and Mapurisa last year.
So you guys are going to show up. Yeah, you're going to show up.
No, right? We'll show up. Don't worry. Yeah. No, Zim, we're showing up. We're showing up. Yes, the Shangom Zimba. We're showing up.
Drop the
we'll go, hey, Zimba. We're not coming, we'll kiss you goodbye. Nah, we're showing up.
Yeah,
we'll be there, man, you know?
So,
people were asking. Now, my thing is, because also within SA borders, people are asking, because you know when this Black Panther is going to be in every cinema. So I know a lot of people, it's like 2-hour drive or an hour drive away. Like the one guy was complaining in Cape Town, why Tiger Valley? So how, do you know the process of how they can go pick the cinemas? What informed the decision to pick particular cinemas?
Yeah.
Because there's people in Witbank who are complaining, which is Emanakilin.
Yeah.
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 It's an hour away from Joburg. Of,
Yeah.
No, so cost-wise, it cost us a lot to make sure that the episode is in those provinces, right? And in those cinemas. So in hindsight, you could say, okay, cool, we should have booked out all of them. But we didn't know that there was going to be so much demand. Yes. So Steak & Co sent us a list of all the cinemas they can put it on. And then we're like, all right, cool. At least if we have one in each province.
In each province. And
yeah, then we could.
Yes, yes. We're not saying convenience to drive 2 hours or an hour away, but it's
100%. I mean, just in Joburg alone, you know, we didn't think about Eastgate, but they put it up now because of the demand, you know. So
a lot of people are asking, hey, so let's be a force.
Yeah,
why?
If
I say Rose Bank, why?
Yeah. Which is true.
Val ask, hey, why?
In
all
of Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway,
so we're growing, guys. We're figuring it out.
Hey, but you look like a man who had a good Valentine's Day. What did you do, eh?
He's so much status updates on fucking WhatsApp. He's like, I look like a man. I look like a man. I look like a man. Now I was home the whole day.
You didn't do anything?
I was home with my lady.
Yeah, what did you do for her?
Oh, yeah, someone, hey, couldn't want to tell him to my crocs or a man. My crocs always fake. It was like, yeah. You know? So my lady was spoken before, and she was like, she wasn't really into crocs. Then she started liking this weirdest Crocs they bought her.
Yeah.
So then I was like, ah, let me just buy her. Because I buy her a lot of things, you know. When you love someone, you do things for her, not because she demands, but because you love her, you know. So I was like, ah, let me get these for her. So I got her that. And then, And then we were home. And then, you know, she called me a nice gown.
Oh,
and funny, I'm not a gown guy, but I'm a gown guy. Yeah, man, you know? Yeah, no, and I was in the gown.
Yeah.
I was both of my...
What was happening in the elevator?
Because it's a bit of lingerie.
Yeah. Okay, so now...
We were living vicariously through Sol.
Yeah.
So now, this is what happened.
New love.
So now... That's not new love. My woman and I have been together for over a year. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Yes, we've been married for 20 years. Coco Coast. But, you know, we've been fucked. We've been together for a while, right? For a very while, a long while. So, so here's the thing, right? We stay on the 15th floor of our building. It's the last floor.
So you took it to the top?
Hey, not in the elevator.
Not really. She was topless. So we didn't take it to the top, you know, we took the top to the floor. But, so one of the items we were eating, we Uber Eats, and she cooked nicely, you know, oxtail, you know, had more than the tail of an ox, though. But oxtail, and then, then we went to down together. To go get the food. So I'm in my gown. She's wearing lingerie, but obviously she put tracksuit pants on. And then obviously we decided, well, hey, let's elevate this relationship to the next level in the elevator. You know? And the rest, I'll leave it to your imagination.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
The elevator didn't stop anyway.
Many times.
Eh? I don't want to know mine, my man. It was boring as fuck.
What do you mean?
Oh, I didn't do much, man.
Hey, Mac is too private.
Wait, man. Wait. You didn't do what you said you're going to do.
Which is?
Yeah?
Which is?
You said you...
Tell us, wasabi.
He said he's going to... Oh, they just got their pass. What is your visas? Your USA visa.
Yeah, he got his American visa now.
Yeah. So he was like, he's going to buy her tickets to who? Beyonce!
Nah, man.
Oh.
Fake news.
How?
Oh, you saw the prices. Because I was like,
how?
Did you see the Beyonce price? The tickets, huh? You saw the prices, man.
Man? And
I was like, check the prices, my brother.
When is the Beyonce ticket? When is the concert?
No, she announced her tour. So, obviously, the
oh, so he hadn't known of the tickets. What's the pricing?
Nah, I don't know, man. I don't know what Kosley is talking about, man.
Man, Kosley is your
best friend. No,
he
knows. Hey, I said check the tickets. I said check the tickets. I guess
there's no way Kanye's lying.
How was yours? What did Naga do for you?
Guys, I think we're in that space where it's like, hey, yeah, it's been too long.
Yeah, that's the same experience. Yeah. I'm like, baby, I've been buying you flowers for 10 years. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Don't buy flowers. That's the problem. Why are you buying flowers?
I mean, I've got everything. She can never want 10 years. I mean, imagine elevating in the elevator for 10 years.
Yeah,
in Dubai.
You know when you've done it all.
Yeah, true though. You've done Dubai. You've done elevators, Parktown, Hyde Park, all the elevators.
Do you know what I mean?
You've done. So,
what did Naga do?
Absolutely. You could just see, like, okay. He leaves for the gym. He says, no, don't worry. Don't.
He went to gym on Valentine's.
Exactly. That's even was a sign for me. I was like, oh, wow.
He went to gym on Valentine's.
I'm like, which meat must I take out? This is my question. I'm like, which meat? He's like, I'll see when I come back from
gym. You should have said clitoris. Which meat must I take out, baby? Clitoris.
And comes back.
Now we are buys.
No, it gets even worse. He goes, okay, comes back, he showers, like, okay, let's go, you know, to, we're going to eat out, obviously. You know, we pack up the kids. So I'm like, which restaurant are we going? He's like, no, don't ask, that's fine. We get to a restaurant, they say they're fully booked. I'm like, this nigga didn't even book. He's busy taking his chances. That's what I'm like, we're here pushing prams. We're like, yeah, ne. Until we found a restaurant that was like vacant. They're like, oh, okay, we can like help you with the table. I was like, yeah, you know what? I wasn't even mad at him. I was just like, we're just too old.
Bro, I booked that restaurant. Damn, and guys, we sat there.
I hope I never lose the spark like that.
No, it's not losing spark. It's just like, it just comes with emotions, but we good.
Yeah, no, you guys are good. Definitely.
So we also went out for dinner as well. Oh, okay. So we go out for dinner.
Did you book though?
Yeah, I booked.
You see?
Yeah.
You one up.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So now.
Naga zero, Makaiba one.
Bro, so we finished, and this white guy comes up to me, bro. White guy, bro. The whitest guy white. You've ever
Penis
seen.
Motherfucker ever.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, yo, Mac G, I love your show. Keep it up. I'm like, ha, mama, we've made it. I was on high five for 6 years. No white person knew me.
It happens, dog.
I'm like, what? I'm like, in my head, I'm like, you watch the podcast?
What happens? I had a nigga like that in the country. Indian guy, right? And it's not the Indian guys with the low profile wheels and the rims and the fucking and the
with
loud
the lights,
ass
with the lights
and
underneath the car.
Golf One. Golf One Indian niggas. Not the Indian niggas who gonna go, hey, my baby's a hunjan to a black lady, yeah. Right? Like an Indian, proper Indian, you see, father is CEO of Telkom or something like that. You know what I mean? With a proper accent, dating a white girl. Came up, and same thing. In the cow train. Like, so, I love you guys' show. And you,
hey, man, if you're a white chiller, drop a white face in the comments right now.
Yeah, drop, yeah, yeah.
Let's see. Face, how many of you are there?
How many? Yeah.
We'll be counting white faces.
Yeah, and then we're going to invite you as friend of the shows. We're going to have a conversation about the land. We must discuss the land issue, you know? I mean, oh, hey, man. Nah, but we love you and appreciate all chillers, man.
Yeah, wow. Man. Did you see the government is planning on a new law that's going to criminalize smoking? If it's passed. Did you see that, bro?
That's ludicrous. Because the irony of that is they just dropped the crime stats now, right? There's like 7,500 people and 55 or whatever who were killed in the last quarter since like November or whatever. The number of rapes is high. But you know what they want to do? They want to arrest people for smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to understand.
In their own homes, if there's someone, let's say you smoke.
Let me tell you the law. Let me tell you the law.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So here it goes, ne? Jeez, outdoors. You can be arrested and go to jail for 6 months if you smoke in the wrong place, like a car park or an open space.
Okay.
Indoors, you can be arrested and go to jail for 5 years if you smoke in your own home when a non-smoker is around.
So
in your car,
if I'm in the balcony and the upstairs or downstairs guy, all generally up, can...
No, they're not in your home. So if you come to my home because you don't smoke and I smoke, that means I can go
in
to
my
jail.
House.
Yes.
And you invited yourself sometimes and you didn't say you're coming.
Yeah.
You are knocking on the door and I'm smoking. You come in and you're like, solid smoking. You report me for smoking.
Yeah. And then in your car, you can be arrested and go to jail for 5 years if you smoke in your own car with a non-smoker present.
Whoa.
You can go to jail and have a criminal record if you smoke in the wrong place. How wild?
Wait, man. But what about criminals? So I'm a criminal if I smoke in my own home in front of someone.
So you'll be classified a criminal for smoking.
Oh, yeah.
So this bill, has it already been passed?
No. It hasn't been passed. And we need to stop this thing, man.
Because look, I smoke weed. So wait.
You've been concerned about the weed.
No. Not the weed. So you, during your set, you can get arrested. Because he smokes every time he plays.
Yeah.
So while you're playing, because he smokes, roughly about my...
Yeah, because I can't do the whole...
Yeah, and it looks cool, Shem, I want to lie. And I'm like, hey, man, baby, man. smoke these motherfuckers out.
What?
Because he smokes during his set, and it's the coolest thing ever. But like, I'm sure you're not doing it for coolness. Mm. You smoke tobacco. I smoke weed, but he smokes cigarettes, so you can get arrested because you're smoking in an open area.
Yeah. If it's not allowed, yeah.
And then
jail.
Can't they create just laws that is saying, okay, you're not allowed to smoke around a non-smoker or create spaces? Already, I think it's with the smoking areas.
Already, we've got laws around smoking. Like, yeah. Public smoking is not allowed, technically. Yeah. You can't just smoke in the street. But when you go to a restaurant and they've got a designated smoking area, you can smoke there.
Yeah.
But the law says now you can't smoke if there's somebody else who's not allowed to, who doesn't smoke. So and that person can call you for disturbing, I don't know, it's not the peace, but...
How did this get so much priority over so many people?
Over rape. 7,500 people were murdered. Huh. With a murder problem, like a serious murder problem in the country. And I saw people say, hey, entertainment guys, just watch out. No, we're not under attack. It's just that... murder is so easy in South Africa that anyone just gets murdered. And they want to zone in on smoking.
There's actually a petition. Let me find this thing. Oh, yeah, here we go. It says you can now stop the new law. Say no to the tobacco bill fine. Say no to the tobacco bill, right? Find out more about the new tobacco bill at www.stopthebill.co.za. Tell the government how you feel. Sign our online petition at www.stopthebill.co.za before it's too late. So you can actually counterattack this thing and say no if you want to.
I'm glad because a lot of times bills get passed. We don't even know where they were proposed, who had an input on is this acceptable or not? And it's a law. So for a change, people can actually do something about it.
Or participate.
Yeah. In making a real change. Like, yo, guys, it reminds me of lockdown. Remember lockdown, how cops would, Bekele would, with all his bravado and his fedora hats, go on camera. Hey, this alcohol, this... I'm like, yo, bro, someone's getting raped. Someone's getting killed. Where are you worried about alcohol? And it's a similar thing.
Speaking of our baby Cele, did you see we made it in Parliament, my nigga?
It's about fucking time. It's about fucking time.
Hey, man, for those who don't know, Baby Cele mentioned the roadkill.
Roadkill made it to Parliament. Shout out to all chillers. Roadkill made it to Parliament. Roadkill is in Parliament. Show me any other park. Roadkill is in Parliament.
Hey, where's Mash when you need him? Minister of Roadkill.
Hey, Minister of Electricity, Minister of Roadkill, Mash. Minister of Roadkill. In his suits, draped in his suits and ties.
Oh, that was
wild. Because he was
wild,
trying to come after, who's this?
John Steinhazen.
Yes. So it was like no, he mentioned, he spoke about his ex-wife and he referred to her as roadkill. I was like,
and
really?
Then he tries to reduce roadkill to GBV. Hey, Baba, Baba, Ndosi. Roadkill is not GBV, bruh. Roadkill is not GBV, Baba Ndosi.
It was just
like
off-ramp.
I really have a feeling. Do you think he watched the episode? His daughter told him about
the
episode.
They wrote it for him, I think. Yeah,
his daughter probably told him, roadkill is not GBV. Roadkill is a consenting woman out there in the clubs. Can't believe I'm saying this with a straight face. Roadkill is a consenting lady. And Nandi, who agrees to go with a man and doesn't need to be a DJ, any man, home. And then she doesn't mind tomorrow. The guy doesn't know her name, doesn't know her phone number.
Be a quickie outside, Nyana, in the
and
car.
Ipelalapo. That's not GBV. How is that GBV, Peggy?
I've got a topic here that I want to talk about, but I think you guys are going to find it boring. But I found it really interesting.
Yeah, okay.
Have you ever thought about owning like a food franchise?
A food franchise? I have.
Have you?
Especially chicken. We love chicken as black people, yeah.
Have you, Ghost Lady?
Yes, we have considered it with my husband. Yeah, and thank God we never went into it.
Why?
It failed dismally. It was a chisanyama. Remember chisanyama?
Oh! The problem with that...
We were almost invested.
My opinion was that thing was founded by a white guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, chisanyama is a black thing entrenched in black culture, and white people tend to not get the soul of it.
It's like and Black Panther, where a white person is depicting a black hero.
Yes, a white person telling the story of black history.
Yeah.
There's a reason why Shisanyamas came to be. I understand? And there's a history of it, and even how you make it, how you prepare it. That's why, you know, Nyama sometimes, it doesn't come out like Shisanyama from Ikasi or Chicken Dust. So I think that's where they missed the mark with that.
Nando's, how much do you think you need to have?
Three mil?
I think three mil.
Yeah, I think it's high five.
If not, yeah, maybe five also.
Three mil. So Nando's, you need an average of 6.8 million.
You see?
And now my wings are four now. Drop it. Put out the white stuff that stays on your face for the buns.
plus half of that amount in cash to own a Nando's franchise. All
makes
right.
Makes sense, bro. You make money from Nando's.
Steers, how much you think? Ghost lady, Steers?
Three more.
Three? Penduka?
Steers. Mm. 4 mil.
4 mil. You guys are close. It's 3.7 mil.
Let's place the oldest pack. Let's be honest, bro.
Yeah.
McDonald's. How much do you think McDonald's?
McDonald's with all the kids. Yeah. I mean, they've got the kids eating out of their clowny palms. It must be 4 mil, man.
I'd say even 6, 7, 8.
Wow, you guys are close, man. It's between 4 and 6 mil.
Ooh.
Come on, bro.
Plus 35% of that is in cash.
Cash.
I don't know if there's a McDonald's syllabus in school or whatever, but why do kids? It's the branding. What's his name? The clown.
The Happy Meal. The Happy Meal.
Is that Happy Meal? That Happy Meal. I know.
It's Ronald McDonald or something. What's his name? Ronald McDonald, the clown, the mascot.
Yeah.
But the Happy Meal is the brand for the kids, yeah.
Yeah, I was about to add on to that. They're the only standing fast food restaurant that gives out toys. Wow. So the marketing to the kids has been standing. Oh. Steers has tried it and failed. McDonald's is still standing.
Adult World is a franchise that gives out toys. Oh, not the kids. Oh, fuck. Shit.
What kids are you raising, dog?
Hey, fuck it, man. Adult World franchise. It gives out toys. Not to kids, but to adults.
Rocco-Mamas.
Oh, food.
Ooh.
Rocco-Mamas.
Rocco-Mamas. Adult World should sponsor Rocco. We Rocco-Mamas, don't we? Rocco-Mamas. A Rocco-Mama. Rocco-Mama. Imagine you're dating a single mom. And you give the kid, you buy the kid a Rocco Mama's burger. Yeah, you little fuck. You like Rocco Mama's? I love Rocco Mama's. You're like, I love Rocco Mama's too. I'm sorry, but the first time I heard the name Rocco Mama's, that's all my mind went to. Like, Rocco Mama's.
I'll rock your mama.
Whose mama are you rocking? You give him a burger while rocking his mama.
Ghostly, why are you laughing?
I'm rocking your mama.
Huh? Why are you laughing? It's fucking funny, man.
No, I'm
she's
shocked.
A mom.
I'm a mom. Exactly. She's I'm a mom. Mom, man. You know? I'm laughing. I'm shocked. So why would you take it there?
Because it's Rocco Mamas. It's right there for the taking. The name is there. Rocco Mamas. Like,
KFC.
Do Rocco Mamas.
I'll say 2 million.
2 million?
Yeah.
You?
Yo. And they've got some crazy... What did I have at Rocco Mamas? And they've got some... All those multiple choice. You know they give you a multiple choice test paper?
Oh, yeah.
And you put what you want. Like, that thing is so confusing. But when you get it right, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So that means the ingredients are a lot.
It's an exam.
But it's very basic also. They give you like the food and...
But I love the...
Metal baskets.
The wings, the mofo wings. Especially when you're hungover, those things snap. Man.
You see, mofo, what does mofo is short for?
Motherfucker!
What's mofo stand for? They know what they're doing at Rocco Mamas. Rocco Mamas is sick. Mofo. Imagine Rocco Mamas, rocking mamas, and then you got motherfucking wings. What's mofo short for? more four wings. They know what they're doing. I'm not wrong. Don't judge me. I'm not wrong. Mofo. Rocco Mamo's mofo. Like, they know what they're sick bastards.
Give me another one, dude.
Those franchises, franchise are expensive, man. $3 million.
$4.6 million. Ooh. $2.7 million in cash plus $2.2 million in surety.
Whoa. I don't know what that means, but yeah.
KFC.
Oh, $5 million.
$5 million, you ghost lady?
Yeah, six.
$6 million, ghost lady is right.
KFC.
KFC, $6 million.
Yes.
You can get one. A spa, I think, is $7 million.
The shop. The shop. Imagine. So we eat as almost as much chicken as people buy groceries.
And
fried
the thing,
chicken.
And when I used to stay in Kailami, I met the guy who owned the spa near me. And I asked him, like, how much was it? He's like, $6-7 mil.
Yeah.
And he's like, he made it back in 5 years.
That's not bad.
Bro, so the everything family, after that is profit.
For the family, everything from there, you eat it.
You eat it. Like, literally.
It's just money you eat.
Yeah.
The rent is paid. Staff is paid. Mm. All the bullshit and all the everything is paid. The costs are paid.
Yeah. Last one, Simple Asia.
Simply Asia. Simply Asia.
Oh, is it? Oh, sorry.
Nah, you've never eaten panada. Take your home next time for Valentine's. It's Simply Asia.
Are there white people? I'm going to go with this white chillers now.
Yeah? You'll find them. Simple Asia's Mandela Square, you'll find them.
Yeah, it's Indian. It's oh no, it's not Indian.
No, it's Asian, where the plates turn and the tables and stuff.
You get Thai food there.
It's Thai.
What do you think?
It's Thai. Oh man.
That's like 2 million.
One in 2 million, right? Yeah.
No. Yes, because it's not chicken and it's not for kids, right? Maybe 3 million. 3 million, boy.
It's 1.1, between 1.1 and 1.5 million.
Oh.
750,000 in cash.
Oh.
That is dope. But you see, the problem is, my opinion, with that, you can't plonk that at Chris Hani Mall in Foslo. Mm. You can't plonk a Simply Asia in Jabulani Square Soweto, right? You have to plonk it where? In Woodmead, in Parktown North, in
State
City.
Where the rent is even higher.
And then you pay with the rent. Man, I'm on a 6 meter boy. You fuck it anywhere, even in squatter camps. People will eat chicken. They'll spend their last money on chicken because we love chicken.
Yeah.
We'll fucking die for chicken, dog.
Yeah, man. Yeah. No, I got you, man. I don't know if you heard about this, but do you know that in China, right? If you're a man and you break up with a woman, you have to pay her. And then there was silence.
Sure. Now, for the lies, you promised me the future.
It's a real thing. Fact check, Google it. It's
in
a real
China.
Thing.
You promised me the future.
In China. If you break up with a lady.
Divorce no, or break up?
No, you are dating poison.
What dating? Wabona, the one I met you, you're roadkill. And somehow you tricked me to a relationship. And then we break up, I must pay you.
Yes, for the break.
And how's that quantified?
I don't know, it's quantified, but it's a thing. And my thing is, like, fuck, imagine if that happened in SA. Boiti would be rich.
Oh, shame.
Wait, did Boiti... Wait, Boiti and Chafta broke up?
They did, actually, yeah. They did. I remember seeing them on some show that was on...
He looked like such a great guy. I remember we met them at Zay's thing.
Were they there?
Zexpontwini's birthday.
Oh shit, I don't even remember, bro.
Yeah, I spoke to Thingy. Mm.
I know she doesn't like me.
At the food, at the thing, he was right behind me. By the buffet. Cause Muna Ujaftana. Jafta was there, dog. You didn't see them.
Bro, I know she doesn't fucks with me, so.
Oh, yeah, well, so, you guys have your things.
What?
No. She has her things. Me, I got no issues. I love Boiti. Boiti's hot.
You love
Boiti's hot, dog.
Fuck. Boiti's hot.
Maybe she's waiting for me, guys. She just doesn't know it yet.
But you're occupied.
Eh?
You're taking.
No, I need to.
No, you, no, but okay.
Come on.
You could be a polygamist. Would you do polygamy?
Yeah, my grandfather was a polygamist.
Yeah, your grandfather had like four wives, right?
Yeah. I could do a boiti.
So now you've got wife number one. Ngunkulu's there. Who's what's Ngunkulu in Venda?
What does that mean?
Ngunkulu is the big wife, the first wife. Well, she's there. Know, what's her? She called in Venda.
Naledi, I don't know.
Well, Naledi allowed.
Naledi.
No! Oh, no, but you must ask for permission.
Yeah, you need to permission.
I think Naledi would allow, bro. Because here's the thing, right? You tell me, Ghost Lady, you are in the predicament where Mnaga brings home a second wife. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way. King Monada posted, put up that poster, please. King Monada posted his wives, right? He's got two wives. And people are like, we can tell who's the first wife. We can tell who's the one who cooks the pap and who's the one for to go out to the events and the clubs. Them, not us.
Yeah.
I found it funny, though. It's hilarious. But Mnaga brings
because
home.
You could tell. That's why you find it hilarious.
No, because we assume.
Okay.
Yeah, but the other one is the first, and because Bayana next, then, and then the other one, Mtolani knew, we assume. But now, what do you think if your Mnaga comes and says, I'm proposing in the Ncela is team? Because the thing is, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Either you reject it, and then he's going to see these ladies behind your back, or he sees them out in the open within his team.
Okay. With all honesty, I will be like, okay, it's fine. You can get the other ones, but I must kind of step out. I'm stepping out as first one. Let the next one become the first one. Then I become the side.
I once saw that.
How?
No, on his show.
Nagwetu.
Yes, where there's a first wife. She literally didn't give a fuck about, not in his marriage, but another marriage, where she was like, do as you please. Oh, you want a third one? Go ahead. And you could tell she's out there fucking. So you're saying you're going to be out there smashing other people?
No. I'm become a side to you, to Mnaga. I'll become a side.
If you're a side, it means you have a main.
Yeah, ne? Oh, okay.
So remember, the only time Uzovuma is Thembi is if when Uzohamba nawe ngaphandle.
Yeah, it's not about even going outside. It's not about that.
You but just said that.
Yeah, but I've got no desire of being outside. It's just the idea of I don't want to be the first wife because I feel like it's very traumatic.
So you never just vehemently say no?
Yeah, because obviously already for the fact that they're coming to you and asking this, it means that they already have feelings for other people.
Yes,
so you can't stop that.
They're already fucking.
Yes,
by the time
exactly.
It's Thembi. He's already fucking.
Yeah. Mm. So
if you come to Naledi with so and so, you've already fucked and tasted that you're convinced it's enough for a marriage.
Even if you haven't, but for the fact that your heart, your desires are therefore saying you want another person.
There
and you can't
no
stop
nigger, there's no nigger who's married, been married for 10 years, who's going to want a girl he's never smashed to be a second wife. Let's
yeah,
be honest.
Kind of true.
Let's
fact checker?
Honest. Fact checker.
I wanted to elaborate on the breakup fee. It isn't a law. It's not obligation, but culturally, who's the core?
Yeah.
And socially, they do it because men are usually providers. So if they do break up with you, they do give out a fee out of guilt or just to say sorry for upsetting you.
What amount are we talking about?
Any amount. I mean, the highest amount that has been spoken of on tabloids is a $300,000 bill.
That's man. That's almost 5 million.
Yes,
that's in the millions of rands. That's crazy.
Yes, it's more than 2 million yen in cash for a breakup fee, and the girl came back and said it wasn't enough.
Oh,
isn't yen Japanese?
Yeah.
Yes, but in dollars it was about $300,000.
That's crazy, man.
Bashanya, yo, just to break up with. Yo, listen, as humans.
Guys, you can't argue culture, though.
No, you know, it's not culture. No, as humans, we are forever constantly developing, evolving, changing. If I date you and it doesn't work out, maybe I don't cheat on you, I've got dreams of working abroad, I don't have a child, I want to leave, and you don't want that, we part ways. Why should I pay you money?
No, so
difference
in
opinion.
I'm just saying, I'm talking about the cultural practices. If that's what they do, if that's what they know, you as not understanding of that, it's like someone who goes, why would you lobola? Like,
but
how are you
stem
buying
from culture? Is that is it Chinese
like
culture or is it a modern
like a
thing?
Cultural practice.
No, it's Chinese culture. That's why it only happens in China.
Yeah.
It's there.
So it's their way
of. Okay, yeah. I take my words back. I'm wrong, but damn.
Hey, Saul is wrong for a change.
But I always admit it.
That should be a title.
But I always admit if
I totally agree with myself.
No, I do. But if
but my, I can disagree
my opinions,
with myself.
No, my opinions can't go against a culture, right?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Which it works out because if then it means you must think twice or even 3 times or 10 times before asking someone out, then it makes sense because there's a penalty to pay.
Yeah, because they believe maybe like it's it. When you are with someone, you are there for proposing marriage.
Do you want
then what
you find? Do you want this law in SA?
I don't think so. People want people are flexi. People don't want commitment, right? So it wouldn't work this side, honestly, unless for those who want that commitment. But it has to be instilled from when you are still small, growing up. It can't just be something now it's there, and you don't know about it.
And also, I don't want to lie, but I mean, I know a lot of people from different walks of life and countries. We have a very high baby mama, baby daddy rate.
Oh, where
people have kids with people they're not yet married.
And people are encouraged to just date. Date around. Look around and see.
Kid around.
Find yourself.
Impregnate around.
Exactly. Well, that's where it gets tricky.
Yeah. If I check, how much would you have charged Tato? How many yens?
No, yeah. Valid question.
How many young rands?
How much out of pocket would it be now?
Oh, what law? I got charge of a guy. I would.
A booty.
Give him the mic. Give him the mic.
What did he say?
No, I hadn't spoken. He was just.
Are we at that point? Are we cool?
No, I'm not cool. I'm not fine, but it's fine.
He needs to pay.
That them will call.
Tilly Lily.
That them will
call.
How much you talking? How much do you think?
How much? Fact check. How much you talking? And you're a Rimbi. Remember, you're a Rimbi.
A Rimbi. Like, no one has.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, I'm daddy's princess.
Oh,
broke daddy's
my goodness.
Heart.
And remember, your clit has disappeared now because of it.
Now you must call Dr. Bruce. Now you must pay fees to bring something he took away with a dick. Now you must put it back with fees.
I'll be lenient and say about 1.5 mil.
Yeah, I agree, man.
Yeah,
I agree.
That's a discount.
Black students not even. Does black students have 1.5 mil?
Bro, but I don't understand because you're a keeper, bro. Like, you're smart.
Am I?
Yes.
Yeah. What?
Yo, para.
Tato.
She's a keeper.
You know Tato's question there? Where during. You know, Tato wanted to ask the doctor, does he do surgery for the eyes? Because he's got small eyes. So maybe it's just that he couldn't see it.
Yeah.
Now I understand.
Anyway.
Wait, so Tato left you, not the other way around?
Hey.
No, because in the Chinese.
Real Housewives of podcasting, chill.
No, my man, that boy. In China, it can't be that a girl leaves you and you have to pay her. Clearly, when you leave her.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So clearly, he must have left her then if she even has a fee in mind. Because she would have said, no, I left him, therefore he has to pay nothing.
Who says no to money? But...
Yes, sir!
But...
But to answer that, we were not together, so do we really...
Really, day. Honestly.
Who initiated?
The what?
I'm very old fashioned, so
Obviously.
She's a Herimbi.
You did.
Dog. She's a Herimbi.
But I heard Tibla wanted you first.
I didn't know that. Hey, you, what you're hearing is my first time. Oh, she's also Tibla now.
You are trying to make the team fight. we have no show on Monday. You know what?
We have run away, Michelle Aseko. We have run away, Michelle Aseko.
We have no show on Monday. It's over.
We have run away, Michelle Aseko. Microphone a little now. What I heard. I heard. Hey, man, I
if
heard.
If it just goes blank from now, just understand.
Zwebati. Tibla, you still with that girl that I hit on when I called her?
Wow, bro.
How long have you guys been dating?
6 years.
6 years. What makes a man date a woman for 6 years and not like want to... Oh, you guys agree mic, that you don't... Did you guys agree that Anfuni, like, ukba together, like, ngale yonke, like, formalized?
Yeah, because he's still young, dog. How young are you, bro? He's like,
dog, to be in a six-year relationship.
Yeah, what the fuck, bro?
Tibla's like 29.
I've never been in a six-year relationship.
Tibla's 29?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you 29? My dog.
What? I'm just... I'm just... 3.
It reminds me of Kevin Hart when he was interviewing that other actor's like, damn. I'm 50. Like, damn!
Oh, yeah. Don Cheadle.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Damn.
I mean, man, we've been together for 6 years now, and I just decided to, like, chill, I guess.
Am I lying that you wanted Fat Checker?
You're lying.
So, yeah. Bro, in 6 years...
Serious. I'm honest. I'm honest.
Quick question, bro.
I'm honest.
Is it 6 years? Is it 6 years of condomizing on contraceptives, like pills?
Ah. Aye, dog. Let's not discuss this.
Who are Tuso? Fuck. Tuso, you mustn't be here when we record. Corrupting the responses.
No, we've been using a condom. What? Like, nah, dog. We've been. Nah. We've been.
Good boy.
Now you fall for it.
Yo, dog, I don't want a kid.
For 6 years.
Why must I have a kid while I'm still young?
No, I'm not saying have a kid. You can just use pills. But, it's
son,
very legal.
She doesn't want to use pills.
Hey, banna. Huh?
She doesn't want to use pills.
Hey, banna, no banna.
What did you do for her on Valentine's?
Because she's in Limpopo.
So it's a long distance.
You're a boy. I've got news for you, bro.
Nah, Sol, listen, dog.
Tibla, don't lose hope. Don't make him.
I want to correct that.
Don't make them feel.
No, I'm cool. Sol, listen. Yeah. We've been dating for 6 years, ne?
Yes. Yes.
She stayed in Bram, whatever. I've been I'm honest. I'm a guy, ne? I've done shit, and she's been loyal forever, dog.
Oh.
She's cheated for 6 years. Well,
I've not that cheated.
You've done things.
Yeah.
And she's been loyal.
She's been she's down to earth, dog.
Oh.
She's a nice person.
She's a keeper, bro.
Yeah, that's why I've decided to this roadkill thing of yours, Jensai. I'm out.
Yeah, I'll be honest. You never participate.
Yeah.
You're like the big early in the roadkill situation.
Yeah.
No, for real though. You never participate.
Because my woman is loyal.
You and I always spend the night in the room chatting about life, and we don't do this thing. You know? I agree, man.
Yeah.
But you're a cool guy. Tim's a sweet, chill. Like, people don't get it, man. I wish Tim could be friends at the show one day. He's a very chill guy, though. Yeah. I can't believe it. If there's one person who can make things work like that, it's Tibla.
When I saw your piece exposing Simpiwe's contraceptive method earlier on. Yeah.
What happened, dog? What did I say?
Is it? Okay. Would you guys be ready to use the male contraceptive pill? It's about to come out.
For real?
Yeah.
It's not going to come out.
It's about to be available.
It's not going to come out if it's a male contraceptive.
Would you guys be on...
How does it work?
Obviously, it's like the daily pill. You see how us women, we take a pill every day as another form of contraceptive?
Yeah.
So you take the pill and then... I can't have babies.
Yeah.
The sperm is impotent or something, right?
Yeah.
That comes out.
Yeah. So it's almost literally about to be available.
Impotent, yeah.
Damn. And does it make you fat, like, you know, the female one does?
No, those are okay.
Some side effects.
Yes.
Some brands.
Yes. Or even just all of them, because you never know. You know, when you take all this medication, it has different effects on everybody. Some people end up saying, okay, I've got a headache, or gaining weight and all of this. But until you guys use them, then you'll know, or it will at least be like explained,
hey
man, in those.
I'm not opposed to it. It's nice coming inside, man. It's just different, man.
But so you'd use the contraceptive?
Yeah. No, you still come inside. It's just the cum would be not as
potent.
The efficacy.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not opposed to it, because coming inside, my man.
Yeah, but with the one you trust, right? Yeah,
it slaps different, man. Mm.
That's why when your woman cheats on you, you think about umnandi that the other guy is feeling.
That's what hurts the most.
Hey, that sounded very... That's what hurts the most.
No, no, I've been cheated on before. Dala, though. You're hurt, man.
That's what you think about, right?
That's the only thing you think about.
Hey.
Like a nigga gaining all that joy inside of your woman.
Yes.
Even if there's a condom involved, but he got that joy inside of her. Mm. It's...
So doesn't that make you say, okay, I'll just never cheat on her?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on, man. Shout out to Tyler.
I will try it out, though. The pill.
The pill, yeah.
Shout out to Tyler. She's touring with Chris Brown. I don't know if you know Tyler.
Tyler, who's Tyler?
She's like a TikTok girl who did a piano song, the one Getting Late.
Oh, yeah. What's her name?
Tyler.
Yes, Tyler.
Yeah. Yeah, she's touring with Chris Brown.
For real?
Yeah, they got like a European tour.
Wasn't she on Idol?
Chris Brown is still a big deal. Shout out.
Yeah, man. Also, I don't know if you heard, but Christian Atsu, the Ghanaian player, he passed away in the Syria.
He plays in the Turkish league.
Earthquake thingy.
Oh.
Yeah, he passed away, man.
Oh.
Rest in peace.
Oh, man.
Speaking about death, man, what's going on in the country, bro? It's like everybody's trigger happy right now. Because my woman, she's at a funeral right now. Well, the funeral's on Tuesday. But her friend's husband got shot.
Mm.
It was a hit. And he got shot at a taxi rank.
What?
Didn't you see the stats, the crime stats? Bake got a drop, crime stats of the last quarter. Between now and the past, we've got 12 months in a year. Between now and the last 3 months, since December and now, we've had 7,500 people killed, homicide,
like hits,
murdered.
Hits.
No, murder.
Murder.
So either I'm strangling you and I know you, or I'm mugging you and I'm killing you, or it's a hit, I'm killing you, or... You're trespassing. I'm killing you. I'm just killing you. 7,500 people dead.
That's crazy, man. People are trigger happy.
That's a lot of people.
Oh, that is.
And I saw people, like I said this before, people are like, yeah, in the entertainment industry, that you guys are under siege. No, we're not. If the sample number is 7,555 people, some will be from the entertainment industry, sadly.
Yeah.
And for whatever reasons, I mean, from Lucky Dube, that was a proven hijack or robbery. Mm. And then some will just be pure hits, as in there's a price on your head. Sad.
Ghost Lady, anything else you want to talk about, man?
Hey, guys, it's been just a heavy week, and let's get through it.
But you didn't go to gym. Naga did. Why is it a heavy week?
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, he's the one lifting. He's the one lifting the kilograms. He's not.
Well, he is my trainer too, so he is training me. So, like, it is.
Naga is your trainer.
Yeah, you know, because I was complaining, obviously, with the baby weight, you know, after the baby. So I was like, okay, you know what? Come with me to the gym. You know, it's just that on Valentine's Day, I was like, oh, well, I'm not going to the gym.
So what does it make you do?
I lift actually, and I'm lifting
squats.
Yeah, squats, lifting. You know, I don't know
my
the terms.
Man.
Yeah, he's. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Penduka,
and we go back home.
Did you see fucking Burna Boy? Did you see his face?
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah.
That fucker, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, look,
just describe what I
listen, mean. So Burna Boy sent out two Instagram stories. One said, rest in peace, AKA, but That followed the one I'm about to describe now. The other one is a video of a song he'd recently recorded. Now, in the song, it's a song. But he's sending out rest in peace, but he's literally highlighting the fact that he's saying in the lyrics that I never fucked with you.
Hmm.
We weren't cool.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, even though Asplomanga song, okay, we were not kicking it, we were not cool. We didn't see, you know, eye for an eye, but rest in peace. And then some other lyrics say that Burna Boy used to own a gun. And when, because remember, he used to live around here for a while when AKA had All Eyes on Me. Mm. And what's the other song? Are we the baddest team? Ooh, we the baddest team. And AKA saw Burna Boy's gun. And obviously, they were freaked out like, yo, this is crazy. And he highlights that in the lyrics on some, yeah, but I told you guys to get guns because shit is wild out there and whatever. And he does say in the lyrics, he saw the video. Even if AKA had a gun, there's nothing he could have done in that instance to protect himself with the gun, because AK probably couldn't even see who shot him, because we saw how it happened. He was blindsided.
But also, bro, you can't dictate how someone must mourn. Because
I can't,
if,
but
if he didn't release that track, ne, people would be like, ah, why isn't Burna Boy saying anything?
Just say rest in peace.
Just like Casper, people are like, why is Casper not saying anything?
He did. And I agree when he did, because Casper has expressed how sad he is and what a loss it has been to lose AKA. And then there are people who, I won't lie though, they're in the minority, who are saying, yeah, but you're beefing on earth. Guys, even if they owed you money or you beefed or whatever, either you keep quiet or you show your respect or you don't say anything at all.
Sure.
Like I don't take any beef with Bonang not saying anything. She hasn't said anything, right? Because she feels how she feels. Mm. But it would be foul for her to tweet now or say anything and say, rest in peace, but you did me dirty, but you were a bad boyfriend, but... No, you can't do that when someone has passed away. Yeah. It is what it is, bro. It's like someone stepping up to your funeral and speaking ill about you and you've died. Just don't speak at all.
But why can't you do that at a funeral? Because if you're a shit person, then why can't I say, hey, no, listen, I'm glad this guy's gone.
Because there's people who resonate with, there's people who loved him and resonate with the love they experienced with him. And also, it's just foul, man.
And it's about the family at that point.
Yeah, at that point, it's about consoling, thank you, the family.
Yeah.
That's why someone once told me that in life, you must do whatever you want, because at your funeral, people are going to say he was a great guy.
Well, you always be the best to your family. Mm.
Look, I'm not, like, listen, don't get it, I'm not saying Burna Boy must come out and say AKA was the best guy and an angel to him. We all know the experience he had with him. A rest in peace will suffice. We know deep down how he probably feels about him. But it's just not the time and platform to say that Besengekho Grande, but rest in peace. It leaves a bad taste in the mouth for me personally.
True, true.
You know?
Look, I'm not condoning.
Don't say he was an angel, because I mean, we all know AK was not an angel. You know what I mean?
But I'm not condoning
unanswered
what
questions that he were there. But now's not the time to bring those up.
I'm not condoning what Burna Boy did, but I'm trying to show you the other side in terms of you can't dictate how people mourn. People mourn in different ways, you know. But the fact that he acknowledged that, listen, this guy's gone, and this is how I felt, means something. How he went about it might be the wrong way.
Do you think the timing is right? Him recording the song is an expression of self and his feelings.
You understand what I'm saying?
I get it, but is this a time to release that song or preview the song?
When is the right time? When is the right time, bro? Because that's what he's going through right now. You understand?
Fair enough.
For me, the AKA thing hit me differently. I don't know about other people, but I started thinking about, because like I'm one person who I don't stress about things I can't control, you know? Mm. So I never think about death too much because you can't control it, right?
Yeah.
But with the AKA thing, I've started thinking about it. I'm like, shit, I could go tomorrow. Like, fuck, okay,
man,
cool.
And you sent a beautiful message to me at 2 a.m. this morning. I appreciate it.
That was between me and you, I mean.
No, the chin is a family.
I mean, that's not content. But tell them,
fuck you!
Tell them what I said, though. Tell them what I said.
Man!
Look.
Of all people, let me read what he said. Of all people, Mac is not this nigga, everything you tell him is content.
Oh.
How many times have we been here?
Oh.
How many times have we been here and Mac just explodes? Nice. I'm like, yo, dog, guess what? And Mac comes on the podcast. No, but it's beautiful. I think it's beautiful, you know?
So what I was saying is that then I started thinking about...
Hey! So we want read the message, Sol.
Bro, that was like from the heart, man.
It's fine, you can
okay,
cry.
Okay, listen.
It's fine. No.
I'll give him a chance. Hold on. Normally, Mac will be like, but bro, you know how I am. You should have told me that it's not content.
Yeah.
So that wasn't content.
No, bro, then I was drunk. We'll I was in it. My emotions.
And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful message, man.
But tell them anyway.
Nah, man, it's beautiful, man. Did you guys get this? You didn't get it?
No, it's only you, motherfucker.
Oh, I'm thinking you sent default.
I forwarded.
Change Saul with Neo. Change Saul with Kanye.
Actually, say it.
Nah, man.
Maybe I'm going to check
man.
The message.
He said, bro, in light of AKA, I realized we can go anytime. Mm-hmm. I just want you to know I love you so much and thank you for the contribution you've made in the podcast, bro. May God continue to bless you. No homo. And I saw that at 5 to 8 when I woke up. And I sent him a message as well, a voice note. You know?
Nah, I was drunk, man. I was in my emo.
So you don't feel like that for real?
No, I do.
But yeah, you were in touch with your emotions.
Yeah,
side.
Bro. So I started thinking, I'm like, shit.
And I think all of us have thought about that with the people around us.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because I've never told you that, but like... I know you know that's how I feel, but we've never spoken about it.
I know you know because, and you know, I know you know because of our actions for one another and towards one another. Mm. But sometimes the words also mean something, but we both know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I started thinking about, shit, my kids. Like, okay, cool. If I go now, what's going to happen to my kids? So I reached out to Tanya, a lawyer.
Mm.
I'm starting a trust now, you know, for the kids. You know what I mean? And then I realized, like, fuck, you know, in this life, when it comes to death, né? Like every day you're getting closer to your death. So if you have 90 days left on this earth,
and you don't know,
like tomorrow it's 89, 87, 86. So yeah, man, you just gotta live life to the fullest, man. Like, yo. So I was having those conversations in my head this week. I had a lot of anxiety this week, man. Because of that AKA thing.
Yeah. When I saw your message, it reminded me of Amos Fatela. It's literally a message about that. You know, that if you cut someone in your life from Fatela, you tell them. Mm-hmm. Even though they've made some mistakes, sometimes maybe you didn't see eye for an eye, maybe I fought, you know what I mean? You can just still tell them, yeah, I'll fuck with you. You're an amazing person, whatever, because life is short. I think, and Amos had written it, I think, after the whole COVID thing and people were just dying back then. And yeah, just appreciate people.
Yeah, man. And to chillers out there, man, just enjoy this, man. Because, like, you know, you see comments like, hey, he's laughing too much, he's drunk, he's this. People are just complaining about the podcast and whatever, whatever. But you could go tomorrow, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I could go tomorrow, so.
Hey, don't say that, man.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is people should enjoy this.
But because... it's out of our hands.
It's out of our hands.
We don't know the force that it's in the hands of decides whatever it decides.
Yeah.
Be it you fates, lady? Be it consequences.
I already said it was a heavy week, guys. You're just taking me there and I don't want to go there. Like, I'm grateful that everyone is just, we're here. Let's, you know, let's have cake.
Oh, yeah. All right, yeah. Speaking about AK on a lighter note, ladies and gentlemen, we hear the 10,000 drums banging in salutations. For these drums beat for a man who had all eyes on him while running Josie with absolute control.
AK.
A man who would KO his opponents to prove his success was God's will. Who could compare to this phenomenal level? With delicate composure, he would burn boys just to prove he's the baddest.
All eyes on him.
Our slogan is Tina Siawina La, but this time we must concede. We have lost a big star, a superstar, a punisher, and a motherfucking finisher. Ooh,
punisher.
From Tic Tac Bets, we raise our glasses. Long live Super Mega, long live.
Long live.
Tic Tac Bets is a licensed bookmaker and a brand concerned about your well-being. Only 18 years and older are permitted to gamble. Winners, we advise you know when to stop. You can call the counseling free line on 0800-006-008. That's 0800-006-008. And on that note...
Hey,
what did I say? On that note.
On the note.
On that note.
On that note.
It's because I'm excited for this next part. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, please make some noise and wish my nigga Sopinduka a mad.
Drink more. Let me dash, boy.
I almost said a Merry Christmas.
Let me dash for
no,
you.
No, so.
A happy motherfucking birthday.
He's thank all you, in his feelings.
But you guys sent for me. Wait, man. Oh, shit, cake. Oh, fucking hell. Get out of here, man.
Ceci's
happy birthday, my nigga.
Oh, shit, man. I haven't had cake in a while.
Oh.
Wow, let's have cake. I see again. Who got the knife? Thank you.
Oh, yeah, where's the knife, Kosti?
You never
the
knife,
please. I've got the knife.
Last time we had a cake, Caesar Lomo was here, remember?
Oh, yeah, hey. Caesar was here.
And there was
the ones that were twerking, yeah.
Yeah.
Was the ones that were twerking, yeah. And Caesar loves cake and food. Man.
Yeah, oh, man. God,
thank you, guys.
Happy birthday, fucking my nigga, man.
Oh, thank happy you, guys, birthday, man. Song. You know.
Yeah. Thank you for celebrating your birthday.
Speech.
Do you guys know that I haven't had cake in a while, a birthday cake?
Why? Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm a recluse, man. I've been by myself for the longest time. Ever since my mom really passed away, I've been just a non-family guy, like just a loner guy. Like legit. No, true story. I haven't had a group of people sing happy birthday for me.
Oh, let's do that right now.
No, you did. Oh. You did.
No, let's do it again.
Oh, fuck out of here, man.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Sopinduka.
Yeah, well, guys, thank you. I love you.
Happy
so much.
Birthday to
yeah, well, I love you guys. This is really cool, guys. Oh, I
love
you guys.
We love
you
so much,
man. You guys are the family. And true story, I'm not just saying this.
Yeah.
You guys are the family I never had, really, you know?
Hey, man, we're emotional in today's episode. What's going on? Yeah. Hey,
towards the end, man. You guys are literally, and I think with all of you guys, I found moments, you know, between you and I individually to tell you and appreciate you guys. I do that a lot, especially with Black Studios, Spewe, we drive a lot, Harimbi, everyone, you know? Yeah. And I love you guys, like, genuinely so. You guys are literally family, you know? Yeah. I know I can be very private, and maybe none of you have seen the inside of my home kitchen
or whatever.
Yeah, but still, you are willing to come there.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
But still, you know, you guys, I fuck with you. Yeah. And I love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And what do you want to be remembered as when it's all said and done?
So yesterday we had a photo shoot, right? Yesterday we had a photo shoot with Black Studios, and you know.
You went to their place.
Yeah, as DJs, we take photos and stuff, and a lot of times you try this don't smile look and stuff like that, you know, it doesn't work for me. And I realized that a lot of people resonate with me as someone who brought joy to them.
Yeah.
Someone who brought energy, positive vibes, and someone who was human. One of the chillers sent a birthday message on Twitter and said, thank you, Saul. Happy birthday, and thank you for being human.
Yeah.
And I want to be remembered for that, for being human. A lot of times people who are fortunate and gifted enough to have a platform and be maybe someone in the public eye want to be perfect. And I think with my story, I've been very open about challenges and my journey with life. And I want to be remembered for that, for being human and overcoming all of, you know, controversy. Some you never overcome, you live with it. But just for being human and for being relatable, and most importantly, for being a great father. And yeah, man, for triumphing and embracing being different, because we're all different. I'm different and I've embraced it.
Yeah.
And through what we do, we give other people the bravery to be
themselves.
So yeah, that.
Fuck, man. Oh, yeah.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful, right?
Fuck yeah. What is this, an end of year party? Ghost Lady and you.
Hey. Anyway,
before we go, man, I'm so glad to introduce our next, he's not even a guest, he's a friend of the show, he's a friend of the podcast, he's a friend of Saul, friend of mine, friend of Ghost Lady, yeah, friend of everybody. Friend of
yep.
And it's important to bring him on because, you know, I believe in this guy so
it's
much.
Be the next big thing. Like, we're this not, we're not
is the next biggest thing in Amapiano. He's the biggest producer right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about him for months and weeks, but now you're going to get to see him. Please make some noise for motherfucking Mac Lopez.
Mac Lopez.
Mac Lopez.
What up, my dog? Welcome, welcome. Let's give him a mic. Let's give him a mic.
Fam. Whoop, whoop. Super producer, bro. You came out of nowhere.
So the reason why he's here is because we're going to play his brand new single, which I put my name on because I like it. Yeah. You weren't even a seat, dog. Eh? Yeah. But I thought it's a 5-minute thing. Now it's like you're here to stay, chief.
Hey, my man. He doesn't want to go.
You have you're on the show.
Yeah.
So he calls me in December. He's like, yo, bro, I got an idea to do a song. I want to incorporate all the hits of December. Bastra, Tang, Kantini.
Fuck.
And here we are now. Next week, end of the month, ne?
Yeah, end of the month.
We're releasing Wirelang.
For real, so that Wait. Song incorporates everything.
Ask him. He's right here.
How does that happen?
Wait. Mm. The song incorporates other songs.
Yes.
How?
Okay, I had to
closer to the mic, bro.
Okay. I took all the hit songs. Like the ideas, Pastrata, there is Hanka von Gates, it's a I combined all the ideas in one song.
Yeah. I didn't hear Nkantini though. Which part is Nkantini?
Okay, Nkantini I didn't manage to put. Yeah. Because it was going to be long. Eh?
I think we're going to delete this part.
I don't think
you're going to make it to the show.
We're not going to air this thing. This one, we're not going to air this one.
And he also did Nyas Felangao. You know the song Sino Solo performed last week?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Mac Lopez.
So last week,
yeah,
when we did that, and we were talking about the split sheets.
Yes.
Your real name came up.
Yay. Right?
It's Petros. Oh, Petros.
Petros.
Petros. Who?
Petros Siphongkwane.
Petros Siphongkwane. To Mac Lopez. How does that happen? Especially Lopez, because we normally know your J-Lo's, Jennifer Lopez.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, it's Latin American. Like, how do you go from that to that name? How did you choose that name?
Okay, someone gave me that name. Yeah, someone gave me that name. There is a guy called Kuze. He's actually the first owner of Ayep Yep. You know Ayep Yep in Sunnyside?
Mm. Yeah.
Yes, that's the guy who gave me the name.
Wow.
He owned that place. So there was a time around 2012. I was playing go that place.
Been around, dog.
Yeah. I started in 2006.
And he's 19, dog. So he was telling me that...
wait.
Hey, my man, it can't be 19.
He's 19. No, you're not 19.
No.
How old are you, man?
33.
My man, 2012.
Oh, exactly.
33?
Yes.
Oh. Lopez, you're lying.
My man, 2012, she was DJing, bruh.
You're not 33. I mean, you're not 19.
No.
2012.
Why are you lying to me, dog? You said you're 19, dog.
You're putting on a kid, eh?
I'm sorry, guys. Oh, hey, let's cancel, my man. Oh, my man, your time is over, my man. Oh, that is 19, dog.
You bet you're putting on a little kid, eh? Yeah. Oh.
Darling.
Hey, diamond.
But it's still tennis.
Yeah.
Oh, 33, bro.
Yes.
So
it's a given name. Shout out.
So I was telling him, because his father passed away, right? So he takes me as his father figure. I'm like, hey, dog, don't do that. I mean, I'm not that old.
Oh, is that why you thought he was 19?
But you're like 3 years older than him.
Yeah, exactly.
So you that's why you thought she was 19?
Yeah. And then I was like, bro, with the little impact that we have, we'll put you on.
But don't forget, when you're big, to do the same for other young producers.
Send the elevator down.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
you send
man.
The elevator down so the ones on the ground floor can also request their ground and go up, and they send it down. And it's all going to be because of Mac Lopez. Yeah. Everybody sends the elevator down.
And so he's from Brits. Way. Tell them when you become big, what you're going to do for Brits.
Okay, people from home, there is things that I'm planning to do for you guys. Yeah, since like I'm from a rural area, yeah, people are jobless. So I'm planning to like start a bakery because things are starting to become expensive. Mm-hmm. I will start a bakery. At least I know if I have a bakery. Bakery is something that works every day. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, when you wake up in the morning, you have to like eat breakfast.
Bread.
But it's yeah, breakfast, yeah. Bread. Oh, so at least I'll be having a bread that is maybe around 12 rands, not...
Mm. Yeah, wow, wow, yeah. Beautiful. I understand why you're starting a bakery in Brits, because you were born and bred there.
Drop that fucking thing of yours.
My
dog, we're about to play the song, man. Tell us about the song. Hey, can you play the song? Who's on it? What's going on, man?
Okay, I'm one of the producers from the song. Actually, the main producer, there is MK, the authors, there is Sigwa Mino. There is a guy singing there called Sigwa Mino. There is Croc Mesh. And there is Meg G.
Yes, I put my name on it. Yeah.
You know, beautiful.
No, shout out to you, man. All the best. And we'll have you back shout when you're big. Don't forget us when you're big, eh?
Nah, he's home.
So we're going to have a pre-save link if you want to get this track. It's coming out end of the month. But yeah, man, make some noise for Mac fucking Lopez. I forgot to tell you, I was speaking to Cubs. I told Cubs I'm going to bring you to his house. He wants to meet you.
Mm. Yeah.
So he can put you on properly.
Okay.
Ne?
Yeah.
So we're going to go to Cubs' house.
Yes.
Ne? All right, clean. Cool. Here we go.
We bonnie biang shali. Barry. I'm going to tell you more on retain one time.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would
mapapunzi du. Pagama chila, itlesha lefigi. Ungo yig, even when they ask you, how sabiin, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.